This is episode 1037. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And in today's episode, you are going to explore some insight and a meditation technique for self-acceptance. And if you're just joining us, this is the final episode of our 7-part series on targeted techniques to manage top stressors. All week long, we've explored how to use meditation techniques to manage some of the top stressors, such as how to manage a panic attack or loneliness or fear, or how to focus and how to stay focused, and how to use techniques to manage anger. So you can go back to the previous episodes and see if there's a top stressor you would like to know how to use a meditation technique to handle and manage that emotion. So in today's episode, you're going to be guided on self-acceptance. And I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a theme we explore for a whole week, so you can really master a particular quality in your life. Consistency and repetition are key to any ritual, especially when it comes to meditation. So I'm going to share a technique and some insight with you today that you can take into your meditation ritual, or if you're not quite to the point where you're seated meditating, we all start somewhere, you could take this technique and do it throughout your day, whether you're seated meditating or not. So we are focusing on self-acceptance in this episode. And self-acceptance has so much to do with considering what part of yourself you identify with the most. So there are many angles to your personality and how you are and how others perceive you. Well, when you consider yourself, how you perceive yourself, your true inner nature, think about what aspect of yourself you most identify with. Maybe it has to do with a particular skill or talent you have. Maybe you have a lot of good qualities. Maybe you're honest and kind and compassionate and loving, and that's what you identify with. Or maybe you're not really somebody who's so loving and kind, but you're a very hard worker or a great leader, or you're funny or whatever it might be. Think about what quality stands out most about you that you identify with the most. Could even be how you look, whether you consider yourself really fit or maybe a little bit heavy, or very intelligent, or just an average person. Think about what you think of yourself. And when you consider how you view yourself, then focus on that in your meditation today. And as you're seated, or as you're going about your day, or You might even be getting ready to drift off to sleep. Just become aware of how you view yourself. And see if it's a perception of yourself you want to continue to emphasize. If it's not, because you might find that you're a little surprised at how you regard yourself, and you might want to enhance how you view yourself. You may never really have given it much thought. Or you may view yourself in a way that others really don't see you that way. And so you might reflect on how you could bring out that quality that you perceive in yourself, how you could bring that out more so that others feel that from you. So take this into your meditation and sit with it for a while, reflecting on how you view yourself. And when you come to a place where you're feeling pretty good about how you feel about yourself, or maybe you're not quite there yet at how you want to feel about yourself, then just sit, creating an openness and receptivity to enhance that quality. Create a space for that. Focus on it. And be open and receptive to embracing it, to owning it. And that is your technique for today. Now, if you'd like to be guided in a full meditation where I guide you up to half an hour, you can go up to half an hour or stop at the 5 or 15 minute mark. You can do that at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you can find access to a subscription membership site called Slow Down Nation. And you can try it for 2 weeks free. It averages out to about 50 cents of meditation, a brand new one every day. And you also get access to over 1,000 meditations there, as well as a private Facebook community of other meditators just like you, and a guide with all the techniques organized nicely for you each week, so you don't have to try to remember what that technique was to help you focus or calm down or whatever it might be. You also get a journal customized for each week's series. So head over there if you'd like to go a little deeper into exploring meditation, and you can find that at sipandom.com. And if you are listening and you're enjoying these episodes I share each day, I would love to hear how your meditation is going. Please head over to iTunes. And if you would like, you could leave a rating and review for this podcast and let me know how it's going. And let me know your suggestions, maybe a theme you'd like to recommend, and I will gladly read that. I read every review, and I thank you for those of you who have left reviews. It means a lot to me. Again, take this meditation technique into your meditation, and as always, remember you are so worth slowing down for.